we are on Teisvis, Vavov Medalev, Vilmaskel, Vahohocha. We missed a line, or we skipped a line from the previous Teisvis. We'll come back to that line as soon as we learn a chelik of this Teisvis. We have a Gemara. There was a Meister with a Masusa, with a Melchatz, and there was a din between two Balei Dvorim who the Melchatz belonged to, and one was Magdish the Melchatz, and then Chazal did not know if the Hegdish was Chal, if it wasn't Chal, till Rabbi came to Rav Amnune. Rav Nune said that the Hegdish is Chal, and he compared this to Safik Bechiris, that the Loch is Hamaitse Mechaveri Olav Arayim, and it is also Begize Vavoide. And somehow he compared the Issa Gize Vavoide to the case of Mesusa, that if one was Magdishit. Now, let us see how Taisvis learned the Shaila of Mesusa and the comparison to Sofik Bechiris. V'hoche dechitok v'koyim, nire dehochi miboilei b'masusa. The Shaila by Mesusa was as follows. Kiven the mekakoi hi, Bahavi dine kol the olim goval. There was a melchitz, and the din of the melchitz was kol the olim goval. So that means as follows. That means we had heard on Teisvis daf beis amadalef. Teisvis gave us guidelines. When we say yachleiku, when we say kol the olim goval. And Taisvis said as follows, if you have a case of Shnaim Oichsin, then we have a klal of Anansadi, Maida Tofis Haidi Day, Maida Tofis Haidi Day. So we have a psak that we know clearly that half belongs to each Taifis. And that is the Din Yachleiku of Shnaim Oichsin Betalas. There is a din of kol da'olim gova, places brought a gemore, mesechtes baba basre, by a ship. No one was oichzin. And there is a din of kol da'olim gova. The din of kol da'olim gova is that Bezdin has no heichoche who it belongs to. Reuven Tainis it's his, Shimon Tainis it's his. All practical purposes, it could belong to Levi also. There's no echoche whatsoever who it belongs to. So Bezdin is mesalik themselves from the din Torah. Bezdin will not make a positive psak. And the psak is called the olam gova. Who will become a tofus? Who will become a murzik? So we'll say, Amitz Mechaveri Olavarai. Bezdin will not mingle into the Din Torah. So if Reuven chaps the arbe, Reuven is a murzik, I'll say, Amitz Mechaveri Olavarai. If Shimon will chap it away from Reuven, so now Shimon is the murzik. Bezdin did not mingle in the psak, but Bezdin said that is, whoever becomes murzik has a din that he's a bailam on the chayfetz. So by this masuse, also the din was called the olim gova, number one. Now, that's what Taisvis says, mi boi lebe masuse, vahavadine called the olim gova. But now Taisvis just added three words, kiven de mikarkoi hu. And it's speaking about a masuse that was karka. Now, why does Taisvis This is a problem. We have to realize why the Taisvis have to say that it was Kalkin. And if it was Metaltalin, and no one was a Muzik, it's also the din is called Olam Gova. Why does Taisvis starts off that it was Kalkin? So it would seem from the Teres Chaim further on Daf Zayin Amid Aleph that somehow it is speaking about Oichsen. Both of them were Oichsen in the Masuse. But Bezdin could not paskin kol Yachloiku because since it's Kalke, so there is no concept of kol Mashe Tachas Yadodom Hareyein Shaloi because it's Kalke. It's not called that each one is there's such an ansadi v'kol mashatachas yadodom. So even though it was oichzin, it's equivalent like it's not oichzin. The oichzin does not show that each one is a bailam on it, since it is kalke. The concept of kol mashatachas yadodom b'rein shaloi is only applicable by metaltalin. Two people are holding a talus, so then we have such a concept that I assume that it's Reuven's, it's Shimon's, it's both of theirs, and you say Yachloiku. But since this was Karke, so Memele, the concept of, even though it was Oichzin, there's no din of Yachloiku, there's a din of Kol Dolim Gova. That's what Taisvis says till now. That's why seems from the Teres Chaim Adav Zayim, that is why Taisvus has to say that it's speaking about a Masusa of Kalka. But let's just forget about this a minute. Let us just figure out what the Shaila was by Masusa. There was a Psak of Kol Da'olim Goval. V'kiva. So that is the halacha we're speaking about, a masusa, that the halacha was called Olam Gova. And we'll see as the Taisvus progresses that the din of called Olam Gova is whoever is a muzik in the debatable object, he has a din violin. Now, Taisvus continues. That is the din of Kol Dolim Gova. V'kiva, the imtokvo ha'echod v'hikdisho k'shehi b'yode. Now, Taisvus is going further in the din of Kol Dolim Gova. What will be the din? We have here, let's say, this masusa. If one would grab it away, so the din is Kozman, that he's a tofus, it's his. Now, what would be the din if when he grabbed it away, he'll be magdish it? He grabbed it, and he sees the other guy's coming, he wants to grab it back, he's magdish it. So Taisvi says, what will be then? Mistome, I assume, sulei poka. The hegdish will remain, we'll see why soon. Afilu the other guy will grab it back, you will not be able to grab it back. And what is the reason of this assumption? So the Nachlas David says the reason of this assumption is because we have a klal by Hegdish called Heiche de Ise Begaze de Rachmone Ise. By Hegdish there's such a concept. Something that is Birshus Egdish, you can never get it out of the Rishus Egdish. Lashem Ha'oretzam Loya. Wherever it is in the Rishus Egdish. There's a Taisvis in Pecheres. Taisvis in Pecheres wants to say that even though Rish Lakish holds by Metaltalim, Meshiche is Kaine. The Gedi, you're Meshiche into your Rishus. By, if you want to be Poydeh something from Egdish, Meshicha will not help. You have to only kesef, nosna kesef become like. So Taisa says, why doesn't Meshicha help by Hegdish to make it yours? So Taisa says, because the whole concept of Meshicha is not applicable by Hegdish. I can't be moishich into my rishus. By hegdish, there's such a concept, wherever it is, kol heiche de ise, pegaze de rachmon ise, it's moishus hegdish, lashem ha'oretz ha'maloya, wherever it is, it's in rishus hegdish. So memela, Tosfos says, so let us talk about the din of kol da'olam gova. If we have a psak, that the psak is whoever will grab it to become a muzik, it's his kozman, it's in his rishus. So Tosfos says, I assume, he says, mistame, but I assume if Reuven grabbed it, and Reuven will be magdish it, the halacha will be, Shimon can't grab it back anymore, because it's now in rishus gavoya, and you can't grab away from rishus gavoya, because wherever it is, it is in rishus gavoya. Sulay poka afilu chaza chaveray v'tokva mimenu, because you can't take it out of rishus gavoya. Now that is poshut. Now what was the shaila of masusa? The shaila of masusa was ki hikdisha beloy tokva. What is the din if a person was magdish the masusa without grabbing it? Now, that means as follows. We have a concept that amirosoi ligavoya kimesirosoi lehed yitomi. So that means when a person is magdish something, so by being magdish it, he's giving it over lishus gavoya. So now, we had here amasuse, and the halacha was, Bezin says, whoever is a tafus, Kozman is a tafus, the din is, he has a teres bail. So Reuven went, yeah, that's a din, I'm magdish it. Now, what did Reuven do now? So by saying magdish it, so in other words, ki'ilu, he took the masuse, and he put it to shus gavoya. So l'choire, there should be a svore, and now it's rishus gavoya, it's finished. You can't grab it back, because that's one side of the shaila. Kigdisha b'loy tokfo, nami have a hegdish. It'll be hegdish, and the other baldova will not be able to grab it back. Kolecha de isa be'gaz v'dachmonis. That's tzad number one. Oy dilme, what's the other tzad? Kivin dafilu govar ha'echot. The halacha of kol da'olim govar is that afilu one was misgaber and he got a din tofus, im yochel asheni lachzor letokvoy mimenu zoiche. The din is the din of kol da'olim govar. When Bezin paskent whoever is murzik wins, this din was given taking into consideration that we are giving every tzad a opportunity to be a muzik. That means this psak is taking everything into consideration. It is a fair psak. That means we're saying whoever will become a muzik has a teiras bailus and a bailum, and that we have a klal hamoitzi mechaveri olavaraya. But at the same time, we are giving the other one the opportunity to grab it from him, and he also has a din bailum. So the psak of kol da'olam govar is giving both stodim a equal chance to be misgaber and show their bailus. That is the psak. So memeile, our psak of kol da'olam govar, we don't know who the bailam is, so our psak of kol da'olam govar is a psak that we are giving everyone an equal opportunity. Vashteitzach, he has to be meisa nefesh, and then we're saying the true bailam will put more effort into becoming a muhsik in the thing what we're speaking about. So memeile, that was the psak of kol da'olam govar. I do me, kiven da fila govar echadim yochal asheni lazo tokve menu zoiche, hu adin higdish beloi tokve lo yochal hegdish klal, kiven da chaveirim tokve, Hoya zoiche dleolim hegdish mitkife. So Taisa says now a moiridik esmore, which the Chemda Shloime explains this Taisa as follows. That the psak of kol dolem gova, that each one has a opportunity to be a muzik, to be a toikev, this is only if one is making a tkife with which after his tkife, the other one still has an opportunity to be toikev back. Now, so all moves are permissible, except a tkifa of hekdesh. That means if Reuven will be toikev by saying, I magdish it, so then it's finished already. That means he made such a tkife that takes away from Shimon the opportunity to chap it back, because he can't chap it back from Egdish. This tkife is not, this move is not permissible, so he doesn't have a koyet. So in the psak of kol da'olim govar, he cannot be toikev through mesirosei ligavoya. This psak he can't do. So that means as follows. Taisus is giving a hakdom over here. That's for sure. If Reuven chapped it, and then Reuven was magdashit, that's no shaila. That means he chapped it. So when he chapped it, the tkifa was a tkifa which Shimon could also do the same. Now, let's say, for example, let's talk about another case. Let's talk about a case we have a din Torah about a machel. Who, no one is muzik in the machel. We have a case of kol dolem gova. Reuven is going to chap the machel, and Reuven is going to eat it. So there's a problem with that. When Reuven chapped the machel, it's so now Kozman, it's in his rishus, he has a din bailam on it. He ate it up, so now, that's no problem. Because the tkife was a tkife that Shimon also has the capabilities of making this tkife. So that's a psak. Whoever is tkif gets a teiras bailas on it. So memela. So if Reuven will be magdishit, so now Shimon lost his koyach tkife, that is no problem. That the Gemara understood. The din will be, if Reuven will be toikev, and Reuven after the tkifa will be magdish, the aloche will be that it's hegdish, and Shimon can't chop it away. That is a dover poshet. But since this is a dover poshet, that after hegdish, Shimon can't chop it away, so the Gemara is a shaila, so it could be Reuven cannot make a tkifa of hegdish. That is the shaila. This is a move. This is a tkife, which is not permissible. This is like he's hitting below the belt. That means in the din of kol dolem gova, you can only make a tkife, which still the tkife does not take away the capability of the other one to chap back. But if your whole tkife is a tkife of mesirosa legvoya, that's my tkife. So this is a tkife that, when you make this tkife, it's such a tkife that Shimon has no capability of hopping back. This is not nichlal in the psak of kol dolem gova. Or maybe not. That was the shaila of Mesus. That is what Taisus is saying over here. Now, let's see again the hemshich and lotion of Taisus. V'avadine kol dolem gova. V'kivin dim tok v'eche v'gdishik shu b'yodim v'stom v'sulei pok. The din is, if one chapped it, and he was magdishit, so then the hegdish will remain b'shus k'boya, and sulei pok afilu chosach aveir v'tok v'men, afilu the other one will chap away, because you can't chap from hegdish, kol eichet isa b'gaz at monis. So now there are two tzadim over here. Tzad number one is ki higdisha b'loy tokva nami ava egdish. So tzad number one is, so since the psak is called olam gova, so if he made a tkifa of hegdish, that's his tkifa. Amirosa l'gvoy kem sirosa l'hegdish. Besant says whoever chaps it, it's kozman, it's in their issues, it belongs to them. So if a person will say, I'm gonna chap it. It's hegdish. That's my chaparai. So there's one side. Oh, he chapped it. This is Achab, that was Achab. Now it's Bereshus Gavoye, and the story is ended. Now it's Bereshus Gavoye, and from Gavoye you can never chop away. That's tzad number one. Or tzad number two is, Atkifa of Mesiros LeGavoye is not permitted in the Psak of Kol Dolam Gova, because in the Psak of Kol Dolam Gova, we always have the second one has the opportunity after the tkif of the first one, the second one could cap it away from him by making a tkif of Hegdish. So we took away the possibility of chapping away from the first tkif. So there, so this tkif is not Nichlal in the psak of Kol Olam Gova, is therefore Loyochel Hegdish Klal, Kivin the Chaveroi im Tokva Hoya Zoichel, like this the psak was, that he had a opportunity, a capability to chap back, and if the Hegdish will be Chal, so it was such a tkife, that you cannot chap it away, Loyolam Hegdish mitkife, Hegdish is not better than Tkife. That means, so just like by Tkife, there is always an opportunity for the second Baldova to chap back. So Memele, so Hegdish can, so cannot make a Tkife of Hegdish, which by making such a Tkife, the second one is losing the opportunity to chap back. So Memele, that was the Shaila of the Gemara. That was the Shaila of Masusa. That was the shayla. Vahashta Aisi. Now the Gemara, now we're going to understand, that was the shayla of Masusa. Vahashta Aisi. Vahocha. In Tokva Koyen Ein Metzi. Now the Gemara, so that was the case by Masusa. They didn't know what they did. That was the story by Masusa. One of the Balei Dvorim, he made a tkifa of Hegdish. It was Magdashit. That was his tkifa. He put it into Rishus Gavoye, and the Shaila was, is such a tkifa permissible in the Psak of Kol Dolam Gova? That was the Shaila of the Gemara. So they came to Rav Amnune. So Rav Amnune said, it's a Mishnah. You claim a shayla, it's a Mishnah. Now, what is the Mishnah? So let's just say Oisavadik, and then we'll see what the Raya is from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is, you have a din Safik Bechor. Safik Bechor, you have a Behemah Tahira was born. I don't know if it was a Bechor, if it wasn't Bechor. So the Mishnah says, the Psak is Hamoitzi Mechaveiroi Olav Oraya, and the Gemara understood, that means, whoever will be, it's a Safik Bechor, I don't know. No one knows. So the psak is, whoever will be a muhzik, he is a teiris bailam. Hamaytze mechaber olavarai. And the Gemara understood in the Havamina, that means this is a open statement. Whoever is muhzik, he is a din bailam. So therefore, if it was born in the stall of the Yisrael is a muhzik, the Kohen will schlep him to Bezin. No, you have to be Gerai. Calls me down the Gerai, it's the Israel. If the Kohen is going to chop it away from him, we have again the statement, Amayitz mechaber olav araya. So now the Kohen is a Musik. That is the din. So it comes out, Safik Bukhair, the Gemara understood, is mamish the same aloch of Kol Dolam Gova. It is the psak. I don't know whose money it is. Is it a b'chayr and it's mum in Koyin? Is it not a b'chayr, it's mum in Yisrael? I don't know. That is the psak. Whoever is a muzik, it's fine. That's it. But now, let's go a little, so now let's see Toises. The Gemara held, b'hoche im tokvo Koyin ein metzien. The din is whoever is a muzik wins. Lachain, but now it says that a fellow when it's by the Yisrael, it's also begiza va'avoyde. And here the Gemara, this was a very interesting halacha. Now the Gemara understood that the issa giza va'avoyde is because if it is mamen koyin, it is a prayer, so Hegdish has a bailis on Giza Vavoide. But let's look how Tosfos phrases it. L'chein, afilu leitakva, afilu the koyin as yet was not taken. So the etzem beheime, who is a bailus on the etzem beheime, the Yisrael, asurim begiza avoida misafik, mishum deshemo yesh lekoyin chaylik boy. Maybe it's mom and kaim. I don't know. The Yisrael's holding it. So misafik, it's mom and Yisrael. Lekach yochel letokva. Since it's a suffix, maybe it's the koyins. That's why the koyin could happen. That's the din. Amitzme chverov l'raye. Alme. Afilu loytokva, even though it's by the Yisrael, choshev ki ilu tokva kva vikdisha v'oida biyodai. That means the Gemara understood the Issa Giza Va'avoide means, the Issa Giza Va'avoide is not Samusai, it's Isurim. The Issa Giza Va'avoide is an Issa that is created from Bailas Kavoya. And so if we say, it's by the Yisrael, and it's also Begiza Va'avoide, we are saying it's that even by the Yisrael, it's Keilu, the Kohen was Magdish, the Chelek of Giza Vavoide, and it's Bershus Kavoye Legabi Giza Vavoide. That means Legabi all other halachas, it's Mom and Yisrael, Yisrael's a musica. But Legabi Giza Vavoide, we say it is Bershus Kavoye, and so that means Legabi Giza Vavoide, the Yisrael, can't happen away from Gavoye. It's also Begiza Vavoide, even though it's Boshus Yisrael. So we were now Poshet Ishailem. The din of Savik Bechayer is equivalent to Kol Dolim Gavoye. It's mamish the same din. It is a psak. Whoever is a Murzik, he is a Teres Bailas. If it's it's Boshus Yisrael, the Yisrael is a Teres Bailas. Kimukadish Anisha with it. It's his. It's the Kohen will happen away. It's Mom and Kohen. He can be Mekadosh and Isha with it. But the Issa Giza Vavoide is Noig Afilu Bershus Yisrael. So now we have to scratch our heads. How is it also? The whole Issa Giza Vavoide is derived from the Bailas of Hegdish. So how did Hegdish get a Bailas? So Al Kochoch, that is the longest of Giza Vavoide. That this of Giza Vavoide is, if it is Mamin Kayim, Lagabi all things, it is Mamin Gavoye Lagabi Giza Vavoide. And Taishma says, so it's Ke'ilu. The Kayim was Magdishit for Giza Vavoide. So we see in the Aloch of Kol Dolim Gava, we see in the Aloch of Amaitzim Echaveri Olav Araya, we see that there is such a Tvisa that you can make this tvisa and it's not retractable. Because Lagabi Giza Vavoide, even if it's by the Yisrael, it's also by Giza Vavoide. You can do everything else with it. But Lagabi Giza Vavoide, it's also to the Yisrael, because it's Bershus Kavoide. Now let us see the Lashon of Tosfos. That's what Elchein Afilu Loi Tokva, even though he didn't happen yet, the Kohen, the Bailas of the Bechor is it's flexible. If the Yisrael is a Murzik, it's the Mamin Yisrael. If the Kohen is a Murzik, it's Mamin Kohen. Chayin afilu lo itok v'asur megiza v'avoyde misofik. V'shem, now why is it also megiza v'avoyde? V'shem d'shem o yesh le Kohen chaylik boy. Maybe the Kohen has, maybe it's the Kohen, maybe it's the Kohen's Bema. Lekach yochel, and that's why yochel le tokva, the Kohen has a right to be taken. Maybe it's his. I don't know whose Mamin it is. Alme. Afilu loitakvas, afilu, it's still Bershus Yisrael, choshuv, it's considered ke'ilu takva kva v'yikdisha b'oida b'yodoi. That means it's ke'ilu the kain was ma, because if it's moment kain, it's moment gaboya, l'gabi gisa b'avoide. So it's ke'ilu the kain was magdish the gisa b'avoide. And so even it's Bershus Yisrael, but it's l'gabi gisa b'avoide, it is Mom and Gavoya. So we see in the psak of Hamaytim Echaveira of Olaraya, in the psak of Kol Dolim Gava, which is all one psak, it is possible to make a tkife which is not retractable. And that was the shaila of the Gemara, and we see it can be done. V'dochi Rabbe, and Rabbe was doiche. Rabbe said, it's no lie. The hosam, you're learning wrong pshat in the isagis. The whole halach, you're learning wrong pshat. The hosam in tokfa koyin meitzi in miyoda. Could be the halach is, we paskin ois that the first muhzik gets a teiris bailis and that's it. And he can't, the koyin has no bailis whatsoever. The koyin can never chap it from the Yisrael period. The psak of a meitzi mechaber all of a rai is a psak vadoi. That since Bishas latest Asafik, the Israel was a muzik, we say Amitz Mechver Olav Araya, and its mom in Israel finished. It's a closed case. Tvisa will not help anymore. Va'afalpi she'ein lekoyin boy klum, even though the koyin in Hilchis Mammon has no bailus whatsoever, he doesn't have any schusay tkife. Afilu kvar tokva, afilu will chap it away from the Israel, moitzi in miyadoi, we're moitzi from the koyin, so the koyin has no schusay tkife, the law yesur megize bavoide, it's the law so megize bavoide, far kochach, mishim de kdusha abo miyeleo shani, because it's a kdusha abo miyeleo, that's what the Gemara's teretz is. So the Gemara, the shakla v'tai in the Gemara was, the Gemara in the Havamina understood the whole reason that it's also begiz of avoid is because the coin has a potential violin. The coin can, I still have a suffix, who's the violin? And therefore, legabe giz of avoid, I consider it like the coin chapped it already, legabe giz of avoid. That was the havamin of the Gemara. So you see in the psak that it could be the psak is whoever is the muhzik as a teiris bailim, there could be a oifen of muhzik that is not retractable. That was the havamin of the Gemara. Because the Gemara understood, Taisa says, ke'ilu, it's like ilu tokva kvar v'kdisha by the v'yodoy. That since the kain is a kayach atkife, to grab it from the Israel, so afilu he didn't grab it yet, abalagabi gizav avayde, he was mad to shit already. So we consider like the kain chapped it for gavoy. That was the havamin of the Gemara. So Gemara says, no, it's not the bailis of the kain which is making the isa gizav avayde. It's isa bo me'eleo shani. It's some emele. Forget the koyin is no bailus whatsoever. He is no bailus to be magnified. It's ois kepaske that's the Israel. And the isa gizav avoide kedusha bo mele shani. That is the teretz of the Gemara. So mele, so in the shaila that we are clearing, you can't be patient from this. You can't be patient. Fine. So the mele, so the Gemara is saying, that means the whole understanding of Rav Amnuna was that the psak by Safik Pcheres Hamaitz Mechaber Olvrei means whoever is Muzik will win, and therefore the Gemara understood because of that, so it means that since the Kohen has a Kohen to be Typhus, and it'll be his moment, so the Gabi Gizav Avaydi, he was Typhus it already for Hegdish, and the Gemara says, no, the psak of Hamaitz Mechaber Olvrei is that the first Muzik, the first muzik since Bishas Leidus Asafik the Israel was a muzik, so the psak was is the bailim period. The kain is no bailis whatsoever. And the isa gizav avoida is not through the tkif of the kain because the kain stands at tight. It can't be taken, period. It's a gdusha bome eleoshan. Fine. Now, I just like to mention one thing. We have to, Taisvis beautifully explained, there was a shaila of Masusa. There was a shaila of Masusa, there was a shaila in the din of Tki, in the din of Kol Dolam Gova, which the psak is, each tzad has a koyach to make a tkifa. There was a shaila, do you have a koyach to make a tkifa of Hegdish, which is an not a retractable tkifa. That was the shaila. Can you make such a tkifa? Can you make such a tkifa? That was the shaila by Masusa. And the Rav Nuna wanted to say, well, we see by Sofek Bukhar, you can make such a tkifa. The Gemara understood the Isagiz of Avoide is a yidei tkifa sakoyim. He was magdashit kilo, he was magdashit. Mal says, no, that's napshat. Fine. That was the sugya of Masusa. But now we have to scratch our heads and think, beautiful. But now we're in the middle of a sugya. The Gemara had a sugya before. There were shnayim oichzim betalas, and one of them was magdish the talas. And it was shosak ulubesayf tzobach. That was the shaila. It was shosak ulubesayf tzobach. So now, and Tosfos, we learned last week the Tosfos, the shaila was as follows. The shaila was, so if a person, if shnayim oichzim betalas, and one of them grabs it away, and the other is shosak, so we say that's a hito. Why did you keep quiet? It's a raya, it's take, eimetzi meyode, the shtike is a hito, we have a raya, that is meyode, that it's fine, that's that. So now the Gemara cleared, but what if he didn't grab it, but if he was magdish it, do I say, and he kept quiet, and later the gizba came, then he starts screaming, do I say a shtike of his hegdish is also shtike kaido? Because he said it's hegdish, so why didn't he open up his mouth? Or do I say that, listen, if someone grabs it away, I see he's taking it away from me, so then, why are you quiet? You should scream. There the shtik is Eido. But if he didn't do anything physically, he just said it's Hegdish, why should he scream? He plappled. He said it's Hegdish. So there's no Eido from his shtik. So we have a sugya over here. The Gemara declares alom de sheshayla, that we say when a person grabs it from, Reuven grabs it from Shimon, so we say, if Shimon is quiet, Shosak b'seif tzobach, that shtika is a hito. So the Makla is a shayla, along the she grabbing, do you also say, shtika kaido? Don't you say shtika kaido? Fine, that was the shayla of the Gemara. All of a sudden, the Gemara comes a maisa with Masusa. The maisa with Masusa was another maisa, there was a psak of Koldol and Gova. A new shaila in the psak of Koldol and Gova. What kif is permissible, what kif is not permissible. Now, how does this fit into our shaila? We're claiming a new shaila of shtika kaido. Now, how does this come in? So there's a line in Tosfos we skipped over last week. Now, let us go back to the previous Tosfos, and we'll see how the sugya goes according to Tosfos. The last line of the previous Tosfos, Umaisi meyahi misuse, dehigdish chad vishosakidach. That means, in the maisa of misuse, there was another factor which the Gemara wasn't done. In the case when he was magdish to Mesusa, the Gemara cloud alom de shayla is such a tkifa permissible, such a tkifa not permissible. That was the shayla of the Gemara. But Lemaise, the case was speaking about when he was magdish, the other person kept quiet. So now, there was a whole shaila about Masusa. So why didn't anyone say he was moited that it's his? When he was magdashit, the other guy kept quiet. It's a raya. So what's your whole shaila? This Eidos Baldin over here. So since no one ever brought this up, so we see that you don't say shtikin veido by hegdish. So that means the way Tosfos is learning pshat in the sugya, there was a sugya of Masusa which was clearing another shaila in Gansen, clearing a shaila in Hilchis Koldol and Gova. In the shaila of Masusa, they brought a raya from Sofek Bukhar, they wanted to bring a raya, they shlug up the raya. There was a whole sugya of Masusa. But, in parentheses, grad by the mice of Masusa, Yana was shaysik b'shas the hegdish. So now there's a new shayla. So what do you claim, Yosha? There was a hido over here. And since no one cleared such a shayla to shabi hido, so we see from this that you don't say shtik yekeidah by hekdesh. That's how we were poshet ashayla. That's how Tosfos, that is the flow of the sugya according to Tosfos. Now, I just like to mention one ha'orah that the Nachlas David asks on Tosfos, he asks as follows. He says, I don't understand. He says, Bish loime bashnaim oichsim betalas. Two people oichsim betalas. So there the psak is, should be chalukah. Before the yene chaps away, the psak should be chalukah. Yene is magdashit. So by being magdashit, he's taking away from him. I mean, here's a potential psak of chalukah. If he's magdash the whole talas, so scream. Say something. Scream. You didn't scream? Later you screamed, it's too late. About Kaponim, that was the Shaila. Maybe you do scream. Well, by Tkifa, you see her scream. I mean, I'm holding it, it's time early, you grab it away from me, I scream. The Shaila is, do you scream by Hegdish also? Do you scream? Don't you scream? Fine. But he says, by Kol Da'olim Gova, the cards were put down by Bezin. Bezin said, Raboisai, you know what the Psak is? That is the psak. The psak is whoever will be the tofus, he gets a Torah's Bible. That is the psak. So Yenna knows the psak already. There was no previous psak. That is the psak. So Memele, Yenna was magdashit. He made a tkife, we'll say it's a good, it's not a good tkife, whatever. He made a tkife through Hegdish. So what should he scream? Why should he scream like the Nachlas David? That was the psak. That means, Bishloime Bashnaim Oichsim Betalas. Okay, there would be a potential psak of chalukah. Now this guy went and grabbed it away through tkife, through hegdish. So here there's a svarah. So why are you quiet? He's disrupting your whole potential bailus. Scream! Do something about it. Why are you smiling for the cameras? Scream! Do something. So here there's a raya that shtika kaido. But over here, that Bezin told Raboisai, that is the psak. The psak, whoever is the taikim, is going to win. So Mamela, so what is he going to scream? If Yen is going to grab it, she's going to scream. The screaming will help him anything. That's the psak. He's stronger than me. He's younger. That is the psak. So here you can't scream. So Frekta Nachlas David on Taisvis, how could you be poishit from Masusa? That there the din is, I don't say shtike kaido, that by shtayim oksay, I also don't say shtike kaido. That is the Nachlas David kasha and Tosfos. And perhaps we could say that be'emesin azazoi, the screaming is, one screams, there's a bakanta vote from the Briskerov. The Briskerov said, the Medrash says that shloisha hoyu bo'isa eitze, by pare, there were three people, there was Yisroi, Bilam, and Eir. Yisroi Sheborach, so it was Zoyche that Bnei Bonav sat in the Lishkas Agoses. Bilam Sheyotz was Nerag. Eir Sheshosak Nidim B'Yisurim. So the Briskerov says, Pshat, what is the Mida Keneged Mida by Eir? Eir, he saw Paroi was determined to do what he was doing. He'd say his opinion, it's worthless. So he kept quiet. He kept quiet. What should he do? He'll say, it's the wrong thing to do, to kill this chob. He kept quiet, because he realized Pari would not listen to him. Fine. That was, so really, nothing, but he didn't say anything. So it was Nidim be Yisurim. The Rebbe Yisrael gave him Yisurim. When he got Yisurim, he started screaming. So let me ask you, Mr. Yev, you're screaming. Does that take away the Yisurim? You're screaming. Did the Yisurim go away when you scream? No. But the teretz is, if something hurts, you scream. If I'll accomplish something, it won't accomplish something, that's irrelevant. If it hurts, that's the nature of a person. He screams. He's hurting. So that means, that was the einish on Eir. Pari said he wants to kill out the schorim. So you should say it's wrong. You want to come, but scream. It seems it didn't bother you. That's the pshat. It bothered me, but I won't accomplish anything. That was what he was shown by Yisurim. And Emerson saw by the psak of Kol Da'olim Gova, when, let's forget about Hegdish, When Reuben goes and chaps and Shimon is standing there, he doesn't smile and he doesn't keep quiet. He says he's a gazel and he's stronger than me, but I'm the violent. He doesn't keep quiet. It doesn't help him anything. Halachically, lemaisa, if Reuben is taikiv, so Reuben is the violent. But Shimon will give a piece of his mind to Bezdin. What, it bothers him. It's my thing. So even though Bezdin says that's the halacha, but he's going to scream about it. He can't fight Sidiol, he can't fight Bezdin, but he's going to say that it's wrong and it's an avla and he's a gazlan. So Memela, so it could be by Hegdish. It's also possible this concept of shtike kaido. By Hegdish is also. So by Mesusa, there's also shayach this concept of shtike kaido. That means if shtike is a haido, he should have screamed. So by kodolim gava, he also should have screamed. So we see a person only screams when he does a maise, but samasa he was magdishit, that a person doesn't scream. So that's how the Gemara was poshit, that by Hegdish we don't say shtike kaido.